to the Danny Lake Key and turn it up because he's funny. Everything could go so wrong, but we'll be so happy.
TaylorMade Spider EX Putter. Better feel, stability and distance control. Confidence you can feel. Right across Australia, this is the Danny Lakey Show.
Yeah, it's Danny Lakey.
On Triple M.
Oh, yes. Well, on the podcast, we talked about tool-based fun with The Apprentice. Always good fun when The Apprentice rocks up, knowing jack shit. Usually just some small, pimply 16-year-old. Can you just go and get me some striped paint, please, mate? Well, they'll fall for every time. Hook, line and sinker. Talk about tool-based fun with The Apprentices. Also, classic game of Red Rock Deli, Smiths or Pringles. If you like ASMR, there is something in there for you. We talked about the river that now identifies as a person. Legally, it's past the courts. Don't complain about it. But first things first. Over the weekend, seeing all those athletes in Tokyo inspire me to become a fatter man. Boy, did I give it a crack. Boy, did I have a taste of the fatty lifestyle. And it felt pretty good. Tasted pretty good too. Saturday, day one of the Japanese summer sporting carnival. And I woke up pretty up and about. And the night before, this is where the story starts, my housemates ordered a whole heap of Domino's pizzas. And for some reason, there was a delay in the delivery. There was a glitch in the Uber Eats app or something along those lines. They said, oh, there's a free pizza up for grabs. Do you want a free pizza? And I'd already eaten, but I thought, yeah, I'll have some free pizza tomorrow for breakfast. It sort of strikes me nicely. Get up early, watch the Olympics, have some pizza for breakfast. Like I'm a kid again. So yeah, sure. Meat lovers, please. Thin crust with anchovies. And they got it and I just stuck it in the fridge waiting for the next day. Woke up 9 a.m. bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to cheer green and gold. Oh, I got that pizza. I'll eat that pizza for breakfast. Thin crust. Meat lovers with anchovies. Because it was thin, what it really did was catapult me to extreme levels of energy for the rest of the day, which probably wasn't needed because I spent the rest of the day lying in bed under the covers watching the 7 Plus app HDMI onto the television in my room, just watching the Olympics, clicking over, fencing this, taekwondo that. Oh, what are the rowers doing? Oh, look at their remarkable shoulders. About 12 a.m., I'm feeling a little bit hungry again. I thought, God, I wish I had another pizza. I wish there was a second thin pizza. I didn't order a pizza because the Colonel was calling me. And fans of the show know that I'm at the mercy of Colonel Sanders most weekends. When the Colonel gets in my head, there's very little I can do to escape the Colonel's grasp. Usually about 10 minutes later after salivating all over my iPhone, I've placed a $40 to $50 worth of KFC in my Uber Eats app, ready for it to come within the next 20 to 30 minutes. I'm running hot at this stage. I've really polished off the Colonel's bucket. I've been watching a lot of Olympics. I'm getting real fired up. I've got the pizza in my belly. I've got $45 worth of Colonel Sanders in my belly. It got so bad in bed that the Wicked Wing crumbs were annoying me in my bed. And usually I'm a scooper. But because I was just feeling the green and gold inspiration, I started hoovering them up with my own mouth. Really topping it off. Like the green and gold spirit would have. At this stage, one pizza, $45 worth of KFC. It's 3 p.m. And I'm thinking, just pace yourself, mate. Pace yourself like the Coxless Eight. You don't want to go out too hard too early. And I was thinking, God, you should probably have something quite healthy for dinner. Like you've had a real fat day. You've just been lying around. You're really in a caloric surplus right now. I mean, I know you're bulking, but this is just taking it to a whole nother level. Around 6:30, 7 o'clock, I'm hungry. I'm thinking, yeah, I'll just eat one of my little reheat meals, some chicken, some vegetables, get back on track. And then I saw the weightlifters on TV and I thought, what would the weightlifters do in this point in time? I thought, you know what? I've already gone the double. Do I dare? Do I dare go the triple and order McDonald's for dinner? Spoiler alert, I did. Triple cheeseburger, small fries. Because I ordered two of those promotional birthday cake McFlurries. They're good. Oh, and a custard pie, but I snapped that into the dessert anyway. So I was real fat. I was having a real go. And I mean, I felt like I've developed the body fat percentage of a small walrus over the course of the weekend, but I did live the fat lifestyle. And to top it all off, a little bit later on that night, I thought, oh, you should probably have a shower because there was McFlurry all in my beard. I hadn't really done anything all day. So I thought, yeah, I'll live a little. I'll stretch the legs and go and have a shower. And I knew this was when I'd reach peak fatness because I brought a little bench into the shower to just sit down and rinse. Like one of those people that needs to be craned out of their own houses by the fire department. Oh, it was a fat day. It was a fat day, but far out it was a good fat day. 133353, porky chubsters, people who've got fat habits, cheeky heavy tendencies on 133353. What are your fat habits? What do you do? How do you know you're having a fat day?
This real last minute, can I have a little bowl of Fruit Loops?
I would add Fruit Loops as well if there was Fruit Loops in the pantry. Never mind, by the way, how can you tell if you're fat or not? Don't bother about the scales or a BMI. Just do you fart your fine less when you say the word Fruit Loops?
This real last minute, can I have a little bowl of Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops. Oh, yeah, you're fat. 133353. Fat habits?
I'm tired. I'm hungry.
Yes, I am.
Hit me, Daddy. Hit me.
Oh, is that the fat lady or is that the police horse over the weekend? Chris in Chadston. Hello.
Hey, mate. How are you, Danny?
Yeah, good. Now, you sound like a man full of beans, but you've got your fat habits.
Oh, fucking oath, mate.
Easy. Easy.
Oh, sorry, mate.
This is about putting food into our potty mouths, not expressing our potty mouths.
I had a fat Saturday as well, mate.
Huh?
I had a fat Saturday.
Yeah, fat day this weekend. Yeah, I know the day well.
Yeah, we're in lockdown in Melbourne, What else can you do?
Yeah, that's like me. What else can you do? Get fat.
You wake up in the morning, you smoke a little bit of a, how you going, you know what I mean?
Oh, not the devil's trumpets. Oh, no.
The devil trumpet, yeah. You have a couple of devil's trumpets in the morning.
Oh, not the Gatorade saxophones. No!
No, not that.
No, easy.
And then you order a family burger box from KFC.
Oh, yeah.
And then you sit there and you watch Carlton get pumped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you do.
And then you drown your sorrows with Maccas.
Mm.
And then you might drink your fucking Jack.
Easy, easy.
Oh, easy. Sorry.
Oh. It's a big potty mouth to fill. It's almost safer to have him cram his mouth with KFC. And as the old adage says, Macca's before grass, you're on your ass. KFC after weed, good idea indeed. Alex in Strathmore. Hello.
Oh, yes, I had a big night. How you going, mate? Yeah, I had a big night on Friday. I was with all the boys. I was coming home. I was pretty drunk and all that stuff. So decided to get a large Hacious P, large chips and a big Pepsi. I smash it all and then I'm like, oh, I'm still hungry. So I got another Hacious P.
Yeah. Sometimes your stomach's already full, but you're just bored and you don't want the night to end, and that seems like the best memory you can create.
Yeah, that's
night.
It. And yeah, I don't know how I put it in, but definitely went in.
Yeah, well, definitely went in. Oh, I made sure of it in the end. Wendy in New South Wales, fat habit?
Oh, yeah, look, 10 hours of smoking pork, having pulled pork and potato bacon.
Oh, yes. Well, I'll come around for your house this weekend. Oh, yeah. I could have another fat day. Oh, food's my drug.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
Fantastic article in The Guardian that really piqued my interest. And you'll hear why. It's titled, Should Rivers Have the Same Rights as People? Food for thought. I mean, you could definitely pose an argument either way, I'd say. The Magpie River in Canada. Oh, I know the river well. Also known as the Mateshikau Shipu. Oh, no, wrong river. Has been recognised as a living entity by the Canadian government. Around the world, activists are pushing to protect their rivers by giving them legal personhood. Interesting. I mean, I would think that to classify as a person, you'd probably just go in and claim that you're a person yourself. If you don't have the ability to say you're a person, might count against you in the person category. Earlier this year, however, in a first for Canada, the river was granted legal personhood by local authorities and given 9 rights, including the right to flow, the right to be safe from pollution, and the right to sue. That's a big one. Notice that they don't have the right to vote yet, so we've still got a long way to go for river rights. The Magpie is one of a growing number of rivers to be recognised as a living entity across the world. The burgeoning rights of nature movement is pushing local, national and international authorities to recognise natural features from lakes to mountains and everything in between. Yeah, I think move this forward. Estuaries, estuarian rights, emotional support puddles. It's time. It's 2021. Giving them either legal personhood or an independent right to flourish in law. Giving rivers the status of people.
or more in courts of law is enlivening environmentalism around the world.
Yeah, it's a step forward for the rivers. It's a big win for the rivers. Hashtag I stand with the rivers. And we heard one of our first court cases the other day where we heard river justice.
All rise. This is the case of River versus Webster. You may be seated. Right, Mr. Webster, the river claims that you assaulted him on Saturday afternoon.
I went for a swim in the river. That's all that happened.
Witnesses say you jumped on him.
I jumped in him. It was a hot day.
If you admit to jumping in him, Mr. Webster, you're therefore admitting for a brief period jumping on him. You cannot jump on someone, Mr. Webster. Witnesses also say you headbutted the river.
I was duck diving.
And karate chopped him.
I was splashing water at the kids. I didn't realise it was bothering the river.
Just because a river goes with the flow doesn't mean he's enjoying it, Mr. Webster. You also threw rocks at the river.
I was skimming stones.
And one witness recorded you urinating all over the river.
I was pissing. I needed to piss.
No, guilty. Guilty as charged.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast. Red Rock Danny, Red Rock Danny,
Red Rock Danny Smith's a Pringle. Your classic chip crunch identification game. In front of me, I have an original Smith's crisp, an original Red Rock Deli crisp, and an original Pringles crisp. Based on the crunch and the acoustics, between the two players waiting patiently on hold, if they can figure out and successfully identify each crisp after the fact, then prizes galore for them. Honeysuckle Spritz! Australian-owned Honeysuckle Distillery has an exotic taste adventure with their Spritz Prize Pack, combining an alcoholic soda base with extraordinary flavour pairings. They're the perfect sundowner. Andrew, you are player number one. Good evening, Andrew.
Good evening, Danny.
You're aware of the concept of potato chip consumption?
Sure am, mate.
Good. And Wendy in New South Wales. Hello. You're aware of the concept?
Oh, sure am. The more the better.
Yeah, absolutely. So what you two guys need to do is work as a team. I will eat all three chips in no particular order. You then need to come up with a juror's decision, which one is the Smith's original crisp, which one is the Red Rock Deli original crisp, and which one is the Pringles crisp. Sound good?
Okay. Yep, sounds good.
You can also use your wildcard chance after the end of the three chip consumption. Questions such as, can you eat that second chip again with your front teeth? Or could you eat that first chip again, but could you get one of the chips that have folded in on itself this time for maximum crunch? These kind of things. Anyway, here we go. Here's chip number one. Mmm, salty. Here's chip number two. Mmm, just as salty. And here's chip number three. Mmm, just as salty as the other two. Now, first thoughts, first observations, guys?
Oh, I think number one was Red Rock. Oh. Sounded really loud.
No, did it just?
Yep, number two, the Smiths, and number three, the Pringles.
Yeah. Andrew, what would you have to say about that?
Oh, I'm not sure. They all sounded pretty much the same.
Oh, did they just?
Yeah.
I thought so. I'm glad it sounded like that from where you guys are. No, they are three separate chips.
I'll go whatever Wendy wants to do, yeah.
Team player. Lock that in, Wendy. Just find that you went Red Rock.
Yeah, Smiths and Pringles.
Red Rock, Smiths, Pringles.
Actually, the one on the... What was the Pringles? Third.
Mm.
Third.
Oh, do we have a late protest?
Can you open that packet?
The third one?
Yeah, on the Pringles.
You want me to open the third one or the Pringles? I'll open the third one. Oh, late twist, late drama. Oh.
That's not the Pringles.
That's not the Pringles. I've seen a few Pringle tins in my days. They do not effing sound like that. Mm. So late drama here, late in the piece. We're obviously...
All right, do you want to do a swap?
That'd be the smart decision.
Might have to.
Should
Should we go Smith's, Pringles, Red Rock?
Sounds good.
Yep, we'll go that way.
Lock in Smith's, Pringles, Red Rock. Can confirm. I first ate a Smith's, then I ate a Pringles, then I consumed a Red Rock. You've bloody done it. I bloody helped you, but you bloody did it.
Good on you, Wendy.
Awesome.
Yeah, good on you as well, Andrew.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
Sarah Harris reminisces about the time she almost shot herself in the face with a nail gun. Well, don't do that. Don't do that, Ms. Harris. Studio 10 Sarah Harris, who has been with the show since it launched in 2013. Is that how old Studio 10 is now? Spilled the beans during a chat to celebrate Studio 10's 2000th episode. She spoke about the day she almost accidentally killed herself on camera and revealed which former co-star's departure hit her the hardest. Oh, I don't care about which co-star left the chick. I just want to know about this near-death experience with the nail gun. Oh, yeah, I really miss Joe Hildebrand. He brought so much youth and vivacious energy to the set. I don't care. Bring me the nail gun stuff. Harris stated that apparently the New York Times awarded her the Darwin Award after she went to shoot herself in the face with a nail gun in a live studio magic trick. Now, I think we've got a little bit of Sarah Harris doing that here. This is, I think, a magician with four nail guns, and he's blindfolded. And I think he's going to ask her to just pick one of the guns. And she picks it up, and then it's facing towards her instead.
Okay, can you pick up gun in position number two for me?
Yep.
Okay, you're going to fire that into the palm of my hand.
Nah!
Stop. I'm just going...
No, no, go other way! Sarah! Sarah, which way, which way?
Whereabouts is the gun? Whereabouts is the gun? Oh, dear.
Almost. God, wouldn't have that been a sight. I hope they had the dump button ready. You can't be firing nail guns in your face.
Oh, dear.
And it would have been the end of that magician's career as well. Of course, I mean, for a magician who's experienced with nail guns, it's not going to enter his psyche to think, oh, maybe someone's never really seen a nail gun before. Maybe someone's not too handy with the tools. Might accidentally pick up the nail gun and just basically point it right between her eyes and go for one of the great shots. Luckily, someone from the set stepped in at the last minute. And Sarah Harris is great at a lot of things. One of the greats in the media biz, but there's no denying that she may not make the best blue-collar apprentice on the work site. Unfortunately, if this was to happen on site, I mean, it'd be tools down for the day. Foreman Keith would have to come and shut it all down quick smart. Because not everyone's built for the workplace, for the work site. Some people don't know about these tools and the dangers they can have. I remember one of my friends was an apprentice and almost came home in tears after his first day on the job, after a couple of other tradies thought it would be fun to send him to Bunnings and ask for some spirit level bubbles. Oh, no. That's what Sarah Harris would cop. If you pull that nail gun stuff on the first day, easy prey. Part of why I never got into the blue-collar biz. Don't want to be ridiculed in front of the blue-collars, you know? I could easily imagine myself falling for the trick back in the day when I was 19 years old. Or could you just go to the back of that ute and pick up a glass hammer? Thanks, mate. Oh, yeah, sure, boys. No worries. Well, excuse me. Excuse me, Simon. The boys have sent me for a glass hammer. Seems there's only wooden and metal hammers here. 133353. Tool-based fun with the apprentice. Just a bit of tool-based fun. I guess tool-based pranks, worksite pranks, where you could easily just send someone off and they're none the wiser. And they might even have a little bit of a suspicion that, I don't know if this is really a thing, but it is my first week, so I best not question any of the authority. Young Jackson, could you just nip out the back and grab us a left-handed screwdriver, please? I hear that's big in some circles. Left-handed screwdrivers providing hours of fun. 133353, tool-based fun with the apprentice. Or just the worksite newbie classic pranks in general. Can I just get 6 feet of fallopian tubing, please? 133353, tool-based fun. Mick in Parramatta. Hello.
How you going, mate?
Good. Now, you used to be an apprentice back in the day, young mind, shaping the shape of the nation, but you were privy to a prank.
Mate, I left school early. The boss said to me, I was installing roller doors. He went up to a hardware store and he goes, Mick, can you go in and get us a left-handed screwdriver from Chicken Paint and a long wait, mate? So I walked in there and I said to the bloke, mate, Can I get a left-handed screwdriver, some checkered paint, and a long wait? And he goes, what colour checkered paint? And I said, well, he didn't tell me. Ooh. And he goes, well, just wait here. Like 15 minutes later, he comes out and he goes, go and tell your boss you're a dickhead.
Oh, nice. I like that. The Bunnings man's in on it. You got to have that. And this is a call to arms for all Bunnings, employees, Mitre 10s, home timber and hardware folk to be in cahoots with the top of the chain tradies around the place, because you need to play into it as well. Nothing like a fun sponge at Bunnings. Go, I think you've been conned straight away. You got to let them have it for a bit. And are you passing on this baton now, Mick? You now the prankster on site?
Mate, I gave that job up like ages ago.
Oh, yes, yes. It was all great tradies do. We thank you for your service. Joey in Cabalba. Hello.
How you going, mate?
Good. You given the apprentice one, or you were the apprentice?
Yeah, no, I got the apprentice to go into the big boss's office and ask him for his three-entry production tool. And he walked straight in and asked him.
Ah, good. Now, is there would the boss know straight away? Is he much like a Mitre 10 employee where he knows this game?
He just started laughing and told him he got fixed up.
Yeah, good. Bashful Apprentice, one of the great moves. Not only what we're talking about, also the name of my new rock cover band that we'll be touring this September. Scott in Shaler Park, tradie capital of the world. Hello.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Good.
Good. We had a young work-based apprentice thing, and anyway, we sent him. We teed up for a few other workshops, so we sent him out for a long wait, and we sent him out and got to one guy. And he said, yeah, just sit down, mate. We'll have a look for it. And he come back about half an hour later and said, oh, mate, nah, sorry. I've only got a short and medium. Ah. So we teed up for about three other different workshops. So he's out for about 4 hours.
Oh, I love that there's a whole lottery of local shops. Just knowing the game, everyone's in on it, apart from the apprentice. Oh,
yeah, he wasn't too happy.
No, I bet you wouldn't. And look, as much as I laugh, I must be true to myself. I could see myself definitely falling for the long wait back in the day. I mean, you wouldn't catch me with a left-handed screw. But you
that's an old one, but long wait caught him.
Could have caught me in my younger days as well. Tyron in New South Wales, what happened?
It happened to me, but then I passed it on to further apprentices.
Right.
Do you know what a S-wing hammer is?
An S-wing hammer? No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so you got an acrylic handle and a Weber, what do you call it, lacquered handle.
Oh, yeah.
And it's pretty nice. So as your first hammer as an apprentice, you buy the level one because you're pretty proud to become an apprentice.
Sure.
And the tradesman says to you, have you had the wee taken out of your hammer? Ooh. And he, of course, says no. So the carpenter grabs it and goes, all right, watch this. And he throws it up the other end of the building site and says, wee, as it's flying through the air. And then it subsequently hits the ground and bangs around and damages the beautiful lacquer. Yeah. And the poor old apprentice is almost in tears. Mm. But I copped it, and quite a few others did too.
Yeah, just a bit of bullying and hammer damage, really. That's all part of the gateway into the industry.
It is.
Yeah, very good. Good hammer-based pranks. That wrong hammer button. John in Victoria, hello.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Yeah, good. Wrap this up. Tool-based fun with the apprentice?
Oh, mate, I've got a beauty. I used to be an aircraft mechanic down in Berwick in Victoria here, and I sent one of the work experience kids out to go and sweep the runway with a broom. I've got a bit scared. I had to go pick him up with a car.
Yeah.
Then when he got back, the windsock was a little bit low, so I sent him out with a hand pump to go and pump up the windsock.
Hook, line, and sinker? Even, any second guessing or just yes, boss? Anything you say, boss?
No, that's it. Just when it was happy to be around aeroplanes. So, yeah, no, it was fantastic. Good laugh.
Yeah, good laugh. Indeed a good laugh. Be warned, apprentices.
Tools down.
Oop, tools down. Put your left-handed screwdrivers down. Scott Cam says so. I'd like Foreman Keith's approval as well, please. Scott Cam. What? Daddy
Likey. Triple M.